Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Our interview today is sponsored by a hidden gem in Starkville, Mississippi, Alora Modern Wellness. Founded by healthcare veterans Rich and Lisa Lopez, Alora offers cutting-edge therapies like whole-body cryotherapy, infrared saunas, LED light treatments, and assisted stretching, all designed to relieve pain, reduce stress, and boost recovery. Whether you're an athlete, a busy professional, or simply seeking balance, Alora provides personalized care in a serene setting. Located at 821 C Highway 12 across from Kroger, it's your local destination for modern wellness. Discover more at aloramodernwellness.com. Mississippi State hosts Missouri on September 26th, first SEC home game of the campaign. Caleb McAndrew joins us from the Columbia Tribune. He's been covering the Tigers, been on the podcast with us a number of times. We'll start with the most obvious question regarding Missouri. What is the status of Ahmad Hardy going into the preseason camp?
Yeah, so over at SEC Media Days, we finally got a tentative timeline where Eli Drinkwitz said, you know, so for those who don't know, Ahmad Hardy was shot in the femur, in the upper leg. The bullet did hit his bone, but the word we're hearing is that he has made a full recovery from that. And the expectation is that he probably will play football this season. There is a much better chance of that than there was, say, 2-3 months ago when we didn't know. So Eli Drinkwitz comes out at SC Media Days and puts a 5 to 8 week return to play protocol on his potential comeback. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean we'll see him in 5 to 8 weeks. That's just when they think they can get him back into, like, real game day football activities and possibly see his possible return to the field. That timeline, 5 to 8 weeks from when Drinkwitz said that, is approximately Missouri's season opener to, this is notable for you, to the SEC opener.
This is my next question, yes.
Mississippi State. So, you know, if he is, and look, there's no protocol for this type of injury. There's no handbook on how to navigate getting shot in on a leg bone, you know, so this is very much still up in the air. We don't know exactly when Ahmad Hardy is going to be back. We haven't seen him in fall camp so far, which was expected. You know, he's still going through the rehab and still doing a lot of stuff on his own. So, you know, it's very much still up in the air, but I think there's a better chance that we see him this season and possibly by that Mississippi State game than there was in June or May.
And even when you look at him, I mean, look at who Missouri brought to Media Days and Jamal Roberts.
Right.
If this has been a thing in Missouri, they just know how to run the football up there.
Yeah.
You know, the past few years, they've been one of the best running teams in the country. It feels like Hardy being there, obviously great. He's one of the best running backs in the country. But this is not a team that's just going to stop running the football because he's not playing.
No, absolutely not. You know, I mean, like, do not get me wrong. I think Ahmad Hardy is the best running back in college football. You know, you can put, there's certainly other options up there like Jaden Ball and Kawan Lacey. But from what I mean, I'm obviously very close to watching Ahmad Hardy all the time. But it's just, he's a spectacular football player and great for the sport if he can come back. If he is not able to make those first few weeks of the season, Missouri isn't really going to suffer too much, I don't think. Jamal Roberts is a running back who could start for a lot of SEC programs. He was an excellent change of pace guy for them. While Ahmad Hardy was breaking single season rushing records for Missouri, he still ran for 750 yards and 6 touchdowns last year, Jamal Roberts. I mean, he is a very capable running back who's been in the system for a long time. And as you mentioned, it's a system that works. They run that stretch outside zone, and man, they can run the, I'm not going to say the word that's coming to mind, they run the football real well. I mean, they are absolutely excellent at it under Drinkwitz. I mean, three of the SEC's leading rushers in the past 5 years is evidence of that. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they want Ahmad Hardy back, but I really think if this ends up being Jamal Roberts' backfield, I don't see them falling off of a cliff in the run game, I do think. Especially with more of a passing quarterback, they hope now. That might even open up some more avenues for them. They haven't had that in the last couple of seasons. They've relied on excellent running backs to get them those yards. But he's a very good football player.
And you mentioned all those running backs, and Kawan Lacey was there as well. Yeah, it could have been the next guy in line for the Tigers. You mentioned the quarterback. I was shocked that he didn't come to Media Days. He came with Ole Miss a season ago, did Austin Simmons. Were you surprised by that?
Yes and no. I think for the most part, transfer quarterbacks are not seeing the SEC Media Day stage, and I do understand that. You don't, if you can dull the sensationalism around your new quarterback as much as possible. I think that's a good thing for programs. But every time I've talked to Austin Simmons so far, he's an excellent speaker. He's a lot of fun to talk to. Seems like a
That's what
really good dude.
surprised me because I
I
talked to
was a
him
little
last
bit
year. I was like, this kid's sharp.
right. And but the guys that Missouri did bring are program veterans. They're people that kind of know that they're I mean, it's very cliche in college football, but they do know what the standard is here, and they do know what this program and the culture they're trying to develop is here. And Caden Green, Nicholas Rodriguez, and Jamal Roberts, guys who have been in the program for multiple years, so it didn't necessarily surprise me. But I think anytime you don't bring your quarterback, it makes for a talking point.
What about this offense? Where do you have questions about them?
Well, it begins with Simmons. Look, I mean, if you want to look at Austin Simmons and see someone who is going to change the trajectory of this offense, you can find those things. If you want to look and have a more glass half empty approach to what there is here, you can find those things too. I mean, this guy, he's played less college football snaps than Missouri's freshman who was thrown to the wolves last year because of a pair of injuries in the room. He's played less college football technically than him. He's seen less downs than Matt Zollers. So there's an experience question there. We don't know who Austin Simmons is under the light. Yes, he started a couple of games last year, but a 12-game season, especially in the 9-game SEC schedule era, that's a different beast. So we don't know who, when those lights get really bright, when the adversity hits, we don't know who Austin Simmons is going to be yet. And I think that's one of the major questions facing them. If you want to take the opposite view, he's a better passer than Bo Perbiula was. He is probably a better passer than Brady Cook was. Everything that we hear about him is that this arm has magnificent potential, and it's just going to be whether that potential translates. The other big question for Missouri is the defense. They're turning over 10 starters. I like a lot of the pieces they've brought in, but they are relying on, in this era where proven production is so valuable, they are relying a lot more on promise. So that's another question for me. But I think that the major question is going to be, and the one that is really going to define what Missouri can be this season, I think it's Austin Simmons and how he adjusts to being the guy.
What about this Missouri offensive line? Caden Green, obviously a potential
Yeah.
All-American, but a couple of transfer pieces from Mississippi State in the mix there from Missouri. Are they going to be able to sustain the kind of offensive output they've had the past few years?
I think when you look at the core of what Missouri returns, they should be really encouraged there. You've got Caden Green, who's played a ton of college football. You've got Dominic Giudice, who has been excellent, and he's moving over to center. They've got Curtis Piegler, who's one of the biggest people I've ever seen in my life, at right guard. And then you're bringing in and you're supplementing with these transfers. Looks like Luke Work, who was at Mississippi State, he's currently in from what I've seen in camp, leading the race to be the right tackle. They like the offseason that he had. I know he kind of played all over the line for Mississippi State, played multiple positions. Looks like they're going to try and slot him in at right tackle there if he wins that competition. Heard nothing but good things. You hear nothing but good things about most people at this time of year, but they do seem to be pretty encouraged by him. And then Zach Owens, the other Mississippi State transfer, he's currently in a competition at left guard with another 5-year player from Missouri, a guy who's been in the system for a really long time. So there are a couple of new pieces, but when you look at it from a size and experience standpoint, they've got players that have just seen a lot of college football. And I think that's really all you're looking for up front when there is going to be turnover every year, when you know that you are going to lose pieces, when you're going to have to make those changes. They do have a ton of experience. It's one of the rooms I'm most confident about this year on the Missouri roster.
You said you had some questions about the Missouri defense. Where are they strong?
Oh, the strongest room on their defense is going to be their linebackers. I mean, they've got two young guys who just look absolute. They look the part. They look ready to start playing college football. They've got Nicholas Rodriguez, who's a team captain and was one of their leading tacklers last season. I really think he's going to be a name to know in the SEC this year. And then they supplemented it with Robert Woodyard, who had an excellent season at Auburn last year. They're going to be really, really strong there. I think they have been very good at stopping the run under Corey Batoon. That has been a real strong point for this defense. There's a lot of change up front, but I think just schematically they have been really effective at doing that. And when you look at the size and just kind of the measurables of who they've got up front, I think that's going to be a strong point again for them. The question is whether they're going to be able to generate any pressure in the pass rush. I think that's, you lose guys like Zion Young, who was just a total game wrecker, and you lose Damon Wilson, who went to Miami, an excellent pass rusher. There's questions there. There's you never know what is going to be the replacement there. Again, they've got players that you can be encouraged by, but until we see it in the games, it's somewhere that I'm going to be putting a question mark.
So obviously a lot of transfers. That's just everybody's depth chart is
Yes.
that way now. Is there a true freshman that could make an impact for Missouri this year?
Yes, I think so. It's going to be in the secondary, which is where they've had the most turnover. I mean, you're looking at three safeties from last year. All three of the cornerbacks who were part of the rotation, they all moved on to either at the NFL or the transfer portal. There is a safety out of Des Moines, Jaden McGregory, who has come in just looking ready. He just, it's you can kind of just see it when he's out there on the field that this is somebody who doesn't look like he's really going to skip a beat from high school to college. College ready frame. They've got him running with the twos at times in camp. There's a lot of, there's a lot of chopping and changing there right now. I think they are still working through some combinations and working out who their best options are there. But I think he's probably the name to watch, Jaden McGregory. I think he could be a. If not this season, I think we'll see a lot of him pretty soon.
It feels like Missouri is the team now in the SEC that people are going to point to. They haven't been to the playoff. Ole Miss made it last year. Alabama made it last year. Tennessee has been. This it feels like Missouri is either going to take that step forward and get into the playoff, or they're going to maybe take a step back because there's so much new this year in Columbia. Where do you land with this team? How good can they be?
I think. If you get Ahmad Hardy healthy and Austin Simmons is everything you hope for, and that the defense doesn't take a step back from the excellent level it's been at for the past couple of years, I think you're looking at a team that can play some meaningful games in November. And I think that really has to be the goal for this team, is to get to that last stretch and still have something in sight there at the end of the tunnel. Still have something meaningful that you're playing for as you go into what is going to be a really difficult November. They've got Georgia, Oklahoma, and Texas in November. I mean, it's a brutal stretch, but if you can reach those games and have something to play for, I think that would indicate a pretty successful season for me. I stop short of calling this a playoff team right now. I do think there are too many questions that need to be answered. They've been very, very close. And this is something Eli Drinkwitz has talked about, is how do you make that step from being a good team? And Missouri, don't get it wrong. Missouri's been a good team for the last 3 years. They've
Sure.
won 29 games in the last three seasons. That is not easy to do at the SEC level. But how do they make that step from good to great? And I think a lot of things would have to go right, especially with this schedule. I mean, I said Georgia, Texas, Oklahoma. They've also got Ole Miss on the road. They've got Mississippi State on the road, which I think is going to end up being a very telling game in this season. I think it immediately becomes one
Both
of the more
teams, yeah.
important games for both teams. They've got Florida. I mean, it is. And they've got Texas A&M, who they've just been unable to even be competitive against for the last few years. It's a tough schedule, and I fall short of saying that this could be a team that we see in the playoff.
I mentioned it the last time we talked or this summer that Mississippi State has not won a home SEC game since November 5th, 2022. This is State's first opportunity to do that. The pressure is on for Mississippi State, and it'll obviously be on for Missouri as well. Callum, we'll talk to you again in about a month or so when we get closer to this one.
Perfect. Thanks for having me.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.